It was a place of memories. The soft earth beneath her feet, the acrid, autumnal smell of bonfires, an old song crackling from the speaker of a distant radio. Everything about the allotment reminded Yasmin of a summer's day many years ago. How old had she been? 6? 7? Her grandfather, holding her hand, walking her along the path between the bean poles and trellises, the greenhouses and garden sheds. He had handed her a small red trowel, its paint peeling to reveal the dull metal beneath, and shown her how to dig up the dandelions, which, in the few short weeks he'd been away, had infested one corner of his patch. They'd spent the whole afternoon there, in the allotment, digging up weeds, eating jam sandwiches, and drinking tea from a tartan-patterned thermos flask. They listened to the radio and counted butterflies, and when, accidentally, her grandfather hit his thumb with a hammer, he swore loudly in Punjabi, hoping she hadn't understood him. But she had. Was that the last time she'd come here? Probably. Definitely. 12 years ago. And by the look of the place, it had been a year or more since the old man's last visit. Sad to see it in such a state. Everything overgrown and with nothing edible or pretty. His old shed. His home away from home, as he'd called it. Now so run down, its wooden walls green with moss and a gaping hole in its felt roof. Her dread all afternoon had been that she'd find the door forced open and someone living there, or the aftermath of some teenager's party, empty bottles and cigarette ends. But she needn't have worried. The padlock was in place and the door locked. Even so, it took some effort to pull the door open. Once inside, she saw a world of cobwebs and dust and decay. What had she hoped to find? Framed photographs on the walls? There was one. A single black and white image of her grandfather and his brother as boys, standing outside the family home in Lahore, one holding a cricket bat, the other a ball. Books? Again, only one. A grime-covered Haynes manual for the Austin Maxi, a car Yasmin had never even heard of, let alone seen. The photo she'd take with her. That's for everything else. Her brother Saeed would order a skip from the city council, and everything in this shed would be thrown away, forever. Except now she noticed something else. Something new, nestled on the ground amongst the splinters of a shattered floorboard, coated in the same layer of filth and dust as everything else, but in amongst all the muck, something bright and gleaming. What was it? She crouched down to get a closer look, wiped away some of the dirt, and lifted it up from the shallow hole in the floor.